Over 50 bird lovers gathered at Kawartha Land Trust's Ballyduff Trails at sunrise on Saturday morning to celebrate World Migratory Bird Day.
I think it's important to recognize this day because one of the greatest natural phenomena is happening, and that's the return of the birds to North America. Birds migrate, some of them short distances to the U.S., others very long distances to La Patagonia, like bobolinks. And they all return to this area for breeding. And I think it's really important to celebrate that event because we need to keep suitable environments for birds to be able to do a journey that they've done for millions of years.
That was Andreas Jimenez-Mohe, a member of a group called Creators Garden Birds. Kawartha Land Trust, in collaboration with Creators Garden Birds, hosted events for participants to see, hear, and learn about the birds currently migrating to and through our area.
So Peterborough is a great birding spot. Right now, we can see almost anything. We get to see the warblers going by. We get to see a whole bunch of sparrows. We get to see other gulls also going by. We get to see shorebirds, and it depends on the habitat you're in. Of course, if you're close to the water, you will see shorebirds, but if you're in the forest, then you will see the woodland species. And it's a great time to find anything. Like, anything could turn up, and it only happens for 2-3 weeks as they make their way up into the tundra and the boreal forest to look for their breeding grounds.
Creators Garden Birds is a division of a larger project called Creators Garden. Founded by Joe Pitawanakwat, Creators Garden is dedicated to learning and sharing Anishinaabe knowledge. Creators Garden Birds, its division specializing in birds, consists of Joe Pitawanakwat, an indigenous outdoor educator, Andreas Jimenez-Mohe, a biologist, and Junaid Shahzad Khan, an ecologist. Together, they use their diverse backgrounds to combine Anishinaabe teachings with Western sciences, as demonstrated in Saturday's events.
So today we had a dawn chorus, but it was a dawn chorus with a twist. We were talking about Anishinaabemowin bird names in indigenous languages. And we were listening to the birds, a crowd of like 60 people joined us to listen to the early birds calling in the morning as they prepare for the day. And then we're going to have 3 guided walks in which we're going to be digging into the species that we see, but also into the Anishinaabemowin names and the information that they codify.
Throughout the dawn chorus, participants were given silent moments to observe the migratory birds around them, only being interrupted by excitement following calls and songs of rare birds.
That's the blue wing warbler.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Is that what I heard?
Yeah, the blue wing warbler.
Yeah.
I recognized it.
In addition to identifying which birds were heard, several of the local species have known Anishinaabemowin names and stories to go along with them. After hearing a local woodpecker, the yellow-bellied sapsucker, Joe told one of these stories.
Wilson snipe. But we have a story for the yellow-bellied sapsucker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, this one's real cool. So, yellow-bellied sapsucker, it's when you're looking at Anishinaabe bird name, when you ask what are woodpeckers, everyone says bapasa. It's woodpeckers. And that word is just describing the pounding. Bapa is to pound on something. So obviously the woodpecker, but that's a family name. And so it takes a lot of work for me to tease out all of the, because each individual woodpecker has its own name that describes a unique characteristic of that and only that woodpecker. Papa says the family of them. And we knew this right away because there was one very famous one, it's the northern flicker. And we call those Mooningwane.
The Anishinaabemowin name for the woodpecker is only one of many. In fact, Joe and Creators Garden Birds have collected nearly 200 Anishinaabe names for birds through work that has been done for over a decade. Joe travels to indigenous communities across Ontario, sometimes further across Canada and even North America, looking for people who have knowledge related to their local birds. According to the Creators Garden's website, Joe has learned from hundreds of traditional knowledge holders. Junaid, the third member of Creators Garden Birds, detailed the goals for their project moving forward.
This journey of trying to figure out, of the 170 names that Joe has, who those names, who the remaining names we haven't figured out belong to. And then we've got maybe 230 species that we have to figure out names for, or discover names for, or rediscover names for, that have been lost due to colonization for the last few hundred years. Yes?
I'm just wondering do you have...
Kawartha Land Trust and Creators Garden Birds have brought a unique local perspective to an international celebration. After the Dawn Chorus, I spoke to Lauren Yant, a participant of the day's events, and the same person who identified the yellow-bellied sapsucker earlier.
I am here because I love birds, and I also love being around other people that love birds, and I think it's really cool to be around people who are trying to strengthen their relationship with the outdoors. I think it's great that Kawartha Land Trust is holding events like this, because I think it's really important that people further their connection with our environment around us, because birds are our neighbors, they're part of our community, and we should remember that they're there in moments like this morning. It was just a nice reminder that they're all around us and we should remember that.
To learn more about the Kawartha Land Trust events in the future, go to kawarthalandtrust.org. And to find all of the information about the Creators Garden team, go to creatorsgardenmarket.ca. This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative from CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio.